Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So Peter and Alea walk hand in hand back to the ladies. He is a dumb ass for this one.
He is.
Oh my God. That was so gross and mm-hmm. just stupid. That was just a stupid move to do.
It was like insulting to their intelligence.
Very. And the fact that they've been sitting here for hours on this date, not getting time with you while you've been continuing to fuel and feed into the stupid drama from last week, and then you walk back hand in hand with her after knowing that about a smooth six of the girls sitting here talked shit on her last week. Like, the whole thing
and
just
the other
a whole
six
lack
you haven't seen since the first cocktail party.
Since the first, oh exactly. The whole thing just showed such lack of awareness and just straight just stupidity.
Yeah, like, yeah,
it was dumb. So Peter, he sits down. He like literally like makes them make space for Alea on this couch, and says, "You know, I know all of you are exhausted. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to a lot of you. You know, this has been really hard for me. I'm trying my best, but I did tell you from the beginning that I trust myself, and I didn't do that last rose ceremony, but now I'm doing what I need to do." And then this dumbass grabs the date rose and awards it to Alea.
That's horrible.
This is where he obviously got my Becky of the week.
Yes.
This is insane. Peter, you are insane.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Mm-hmm.
These ladies went literally beat each other up on this group date earlier, are bruised and tired and hurt, have not seen you all date. And now you've come to tell them that the date is over. And, hey, sorry I haven't talked to any of you, but I'm bringing back this girl that ain't none of y'all can stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving her the date rose, so she's secured for a whole other week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you crazy?
And I didn't get to talk to any of you except for her and Victoria P, who I talked to all day.
All day. And I'm going to give her the rose. Like, you are a Becky of the week if I've ever seen one, Peter. That is wild that you did that.
That is Becky behavior.
Becky behavior. I would have stood up immediately. Somebody get me an Uber. I'm going home. Intern, PA, security, bring me my luggage. Hand me my cell phone. I'm out. I'm out of here. Yeah. I would have turned real ignorant so fast because that's so disrespectful what he did. Disrespectful. Ugh, just so gross and just fucking dumb.
And this isn't the first time he's been disrespectful because he did this same shit with Hannah B. This is not the first time, especially with this group.
I'm thinking from Hannah B season. Yes, with Hannah B.
Yeah.
He canceled the whole group date. He spent the whole date in the back fucking making like sex eyes with Hannah B. Left all the girls there, then came back and canceled the date.
Yep.
He doesn't know any of these women. He really doesn't. He does not get time with them because he doesn't do group dates.
I think maybe that's it. Maybe he has anxiety around them.
I guess, but this is dumb, Peter. Like, you show just a clear lack of just maturity and just self-awareness. You've been in these ladies' shoes before. This is wild that you did this. God. So Peter just says, all right, let's get some sleep and I'll see y'all in a couple days.
Bye.
Dismisses himself. Gives no explanation. Nope. Doesn't like really explain why Eli's back Mm-mm. or anything like that. Nope. Just award to the date rose. And I was like, all right, well, sorry guys, didn't get much time with you, but see y'all at the rose ceremony in a couple days. The fuck? So Alea, she's there. She's off to the side talking to her little friends, Hannah, Anna, McKenna, and she's literally been back 2.5 seconds and is already talking mess Shit. About Victoria F. Talking and Chase shit. Just talking full shit. Oh she went God. On. She went back home for her little 3 days. Mm-hmm. Was all over Reddit, all I had over reality to be. Steve.
Because I was thinking in my head, of course. Hold on. This is happening now. We knew this last week, mm-hmm. but this was actually like 8 weeks ago. How did this girl know all this?
Reality Steve. Yeah. She went straight to Reality Steve. Yep. He had all the spoilers for forever. Mm-hmm. She went straight there and just read all the mess and came back, and it took her no time Nothing. To start talking shit.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. So the next day, Alea, she's sitting around and she's talking mess to somebody about, you know, Peter and I's relationship is stronger than all the lies that they stated. Uh-huh. And, you know, these girls better be ready. And in another room, all the other ladies are just pissed at Peter, mm-hmm. feel very disrespected. Feel disrespected, one, by Leia coming back, mm-hmm. and then two, him giving her the date rose.
Yeah, just
like that was just the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, yeah.
The cherry on top. That was just completely unnecessary mm-hmm. and just stupid. So, time for Kelsey's one-on-one date. Mm-hmm. She runs and meets him at this park, and Peter sits and immediately just tells her that Alea's back. So I guess she missed that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Her coming back probably. To the hotel or whatever. And Kelsey, like, takes it well. She
yeah.
gave some, like, PC answer mm-hmm. about, I just want you to explore and not have any regrets or some shit like that.
It was...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very nice. Important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
A good answer for a like one-on-one date opener. You don't want that to like cloud your one-on-one.
You don't want to start off on a bad foot, even if she was fucking pissed. She's like, all right, whatever. I need to enjoy my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, for their date, they basically, it's just one of those like walk around the city and they're like eating pierogies, dancing in the street.
They had to walk around Cleveland.
God.
And I had saw the pierogies, and I'm like, wow, pierogies, as if they're, like, native to Cleveland. You can only get them there.
I know.
Like, oh, and my God. People,
was it, like, polka dancing or
yeah, yes, whatever the cultural dance is. I don't know what it is. I don't want to insult anyone, but it seemed quite cultural. But also not just native to Cleveland again. Like,
right, again, not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did one of those dates, and Kelsey came off as like a very normal girl. Mm-hmm. You almost forgot Champagne Gate like even happened. Like it was a thing. Time for the nighttime portion of their dates. Kelsey and Peter sit for dinner at were they on a boat or like a
boat? They were on a docked boat. Yeah.
A docked boat. Overlooking the city, nice. And Peter, he just says, you know, we didn't even talk, but your heart just came through. He's referencing how, like, she went nuts on the first night. Yeah. He literally hadn't even talked with her yet. Mm-hmm. but just saw her emotion and how, like, you know, he put it into better terms. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to call her crazy, but when he saw her crazy, basically. Oh, Lord. So Kelsey... We learned a hell of a lot about her, mm-hmm. Her background. She says, you know, I am the way I am for a reason, mm-hmm. and how a lot of her character traits and who she is comes from her parents' divorce. So her parents broke up when she was in seventh grade, and she actually said she found out before her mom did. She said, I came home from basketball practice, and there was a letter on the counter in my dad's wedding ring.
Mm, trifling.
Dad just left them high and dry, mm-hmm. and poor, like, 13-year-old Kelsey had to come and see that. And, like, God, this is, like, horrifying. Like, read the letter of her dad, like, leaving the family.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't see her dad for 12 years after that. He moved to Mexico and started a whole new life and a whole family. And
that was fucking wild.
That was crazy. Oh, God.
How do you move from, I don't know where she's, Des Moines?
Des Moines.
How do you, maybe he just was bored. I don't know. I just want to know the mindset of somebody who was like married and had a full blown family and then went to Mexico and decided to repeat the same thing.
To do it over again and leave your whole entire family that you just built. Like, that's so
just to sick. Create another one. Like, if you're going to move down to Mexico,
do it all over again.
Go teach surfing. What are you starting another family for? So now she got brothers and sisters in Mexico? She don't know? That's crazy.
I guess so. Wild. So, yeah, that backstory definitely shaped who she is.
Yeah,
and she said that's where she got her just like tough exterior from. And definitely has walls up because that is some crazy abandonment issues that she has to work through. Goddamn. And Peter just, thanks her for being vulnerable and then goes off on a tangent, talk about his grandma and mom.
I don't know emigrating
from Cuba.
Yeah, I don't know how connected, but okay.
It was like him. So Peter, for me, he's lived a very nice, privileged life.
Yeah.
He grew up in fucking Westlake and he doesn't really have a story of strife to match. Mm-hmm. So he's like, let me reach for my mom and grandma's story of strife and like try and like relate to Kelsey in this moment. It was him like really searching because this had nothing to do with goddamn anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a nice moment and Peter obviously gives her the date rose and talks about her strength and how she's exactly the type of person he wants to be with and yada, yada, yada. And they watch the fireworks together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back at the hotel with the ladies, shit has hit the fan.
Yep.
Victoria F. is pissed. Mm-hmm. All the ladies are pissed. Apparently, Alea has gone around just telling everybody about Victoria F. and Chase Rice and that whole mess.
Oh, my God. Even if she just told McKenna, I know McKenna can't hold water. I can look at her and know that.
Hold water. that's true. Even if she told one person, but even still, like, you just got back here.
Yeah.
Stop spreading she just couldn't wait to just be messy. Mm-hmm. She's whack.
Mm-hmm. That also just happened. So mm-hmm. she was like at the airport yes. looking that one up. Like that
right? came right back. Exactly. Yes. That was probably like the latest post mm-hmm. on Reality Steve's mm-hmm. Website. She just came with a fresh scolding hot tea. Jesus. So Victoria F goes to confront Alea. And Alea's just playing dumb. Like, I had no idea that nobody would know. Mm-hmm. Victoria's like, no one here has a phone, you dumb fuck. Like, how would anyone know? Like, oh Victoria, God. Fucked Victoria F for her White Lives Matter yeah. bullshit, but I love the energy she brought to I this
did,
conversation.
Yeah, I appreciated and that. I did.
I yeah. appreciated it with a glass of wine balanced
yes,
in one hand.
And
well.
A scrunchie and like little Sophie shorts on. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.